countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Earlier this year, we spoke on the programme to Laura Tully, a nurse in Athlone IT, and she came up with a plan to get farmers fit because she noticed that some farmers tended not to exercise properly or eat very well. So she invited farmers living in and around Moor in South County Roscommon to come to a meeting to organise a six-week programme and see how it would go. Well, it turned out to be a massive success and culminated in 25 farmers completing the course and having the finale last night in a packed out community centre in Moor.
You are all so, so welcome. It is a privilege and an honour for me to welcome you to such a positive occasion tonight.
Well, Laura Tully, it's 6 weeks ago since you spoke to us on the radio. You had an ambition, and that was to get the local farmers here in your native Moor fit. How has it been?
It's been an absolute roller coaster ride, I suppose, Damien. From the word go, these guys were very enthusiastic, energised and committed to it. And what you see and I've seen here tonight is, I suppose, the culmination of those efforts in terms of the camaraderie, the success they've had in terms of health markers, weight loss, fitness. The whole community are very proud of them. I'm certainly very proud of them. It's been so successful, we've actually just started another 6 weeks. We're going to do a 12-week programme.
One of the men standing here beside you spoke to us 6 weeks ago, local farmer Peter Nocton. Peter, like a lot of farmers, you wouldn't have lived a very healthy lifestyle as such, and you had a bereavement as well. It's been a tough 12 months for you.
It has indeed, yeah, definitely. There'd be lots of steak and onions and mushrooms involved in the diet before this. I'm still having them, no shortage of them, but maybe not every day.
What have you learned over the last 6 weeks?
To get out there and do that 50 minutes or an hour, 5 days a week, or the seven if you can do it.
Right.
And it means a lot, as you've seen there. It was very emotional for me tonight here.
Because you lost your mother and you're caring for your mother, and you know, you're still grieving in that regard. But have you enjoyed the last 6 weeks? Because you seem to have great fun. Have you made new friends here for life?
Oh yeah, definitely. A lot of us would have worked together in the past. Mike and myself has worked together and involved in a lot of things, and then there's other guys you just know in passing, and a bit of banter is going on there as you witnessed here tonight.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Mike, and that's Mike Glennon. Mike, what sort of farming are you involved in?
I'm in sucklers and sheep.
Right.
Yeah.
And what have you learned over the last 6 weeks?
I have learned that you can make time for exercise. Generally, my day would start 6 o'clock in the morning, 11 o'clock at night, you just roll into the couch.
Right.
But it can be done. You can change your systems and you can do the hour, half hour, whatever you need to do a few nights a week.
Right. And what else have you changed about yourself or learned over the last few weeks in terms of looking after yourself and keeping fit?
The more the breakfast roll is gone and the fry is cut down to a minimum.
Yeah.
And basically, biscuits, snacking during the day was a big thing with me, because off-farm I drive a truck, and the temptation is there. You pull up for a cup of coffee or that, and you will get a bar or something with it. But thankfully I have sort of overcome that. And
have you lost weight?
I have lost a stone.
Really?
A stone in
that 6 weeks. And,
yeah.
And that's down to
small little changes, very little. And the exercise, the walking,
yeah,
two or three evenings a week, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Peter, do you feel more energised?
Oh, definitely, yeah. On that, I done very well myself. I lost the stone, 5.5.
Good man.
And to be faster on the feet.
Would it be fair to assume that farmers are not the healthiest, they're not the fittest?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt.
No, I have to agree there. We think we're fit, but we're not. There's a lot of muscles that needs to be flexed on a regular basis, and which would be a big help for more guys. And I would be hoping that if this programme or something similar runs next year, that we'll have 50, not 25.
I want you to give an absolutely rapturous welcome for RTE's Operation Transformation, Dr. Sumi Dunn.
I thought that was just brilliant. I mean, it's one of those things, and interestingly, over the years in Operation Transformation, I stand corrected, I don't think we've ever had a farmer on the programme. So to see 25 farmers up on stage that have taken on a six-week programme and they're now extending it for a further 6 weeks, knowing the challenges of working on farms nowadays with all the added technology, you're not as manually active as you used to be. And I think the awareness around that is so important, to see these 25 fellow leaders in the community saying, OK, I've got a business to run, I've a farm to run, but I need to look after my health, because if I don't look after my health, I won't be able to look after my farm. That is great to see.
And that's Dr. Sumi Dunn of Operation Transformation fame, ending that report from last night's More Movers finale. And a great night it was too. And congratulations to Laura for putting the Fit Farmers initiative together. By the way, that Operation Transformation race, which Sumi will be attending, she tells me she was rushing back to Dublin last night because it's on in the Phoenix Park this morning. So have a great day out if you're heading there.